Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The Blue Ball.
Millie Weaver's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we're living in such epic times. People overuse that term. Such incredible times. I have trouble finding words to describe how amazing they are. Trump's completely for real. Loves America. Trying to get us a fair deal. Isn't for the New World Order. He's pulling us out of all these wars. He's battling the Chi-Coms. He now understands that Fauci and Gates are running a scam on him. Because it's hard to believe that the audience of this show and our guest, we know more than Trump does. Because he's inculcated in all these disinfo operations and all these schools of thought where the people in them actually don't know what they're operating in. They're compartmentalized. We are not. In fact, we shouldn't even call ourselves InfoWars. We are decompartmentalized. Generalists who've studied history and who have been immersed, myself since childhood, in real politics. And those of us that are into all this, we just think everybody knows this information. They don't. The average person doesn't know the three branches of government. And Trump just thinks, well, I'll promote Americana and they'll like it and globalism is a bad deal. But there are people that are whose ideology is to destroy America. That's their cult. Trump's like, here's money, here's power, join us. And he's like, why don't you join us? This is a better deal for everybody. Because they're evil, Trump. And Trump now knows it's a fight between good and evil. He's definitely got Jesus. He's drunk the Kool-Aid in a good way. So in closing, Millie Weaver, what is your view on Trump, the election with 108 days out, and what do you think's coming next?
Well, I'm going to be careful how I say this, but there may or may not be some joint force stars having some problems on Tuesday pertaining to the New York Times op-ed. But that's all I can say. So as far as what's coming next, that seems to be in the works.
Well, you're talking about how all the top generals have pissed on the president publicly ahead of the calls for a coup against the president. They think they're getting brownie points, and word is there's going to be moves against them.
Draining the swamp, you know? I mean, President Trump is doing his best to get it done. And people take that for granted because they don't see all the things that happen behind the scenes.
Do they have any idea how dangerous or crazy that is, or how these people lie to their faces?
Yeah, they lie. There's a lot of sabotage, treason going on within the government, but there's also a lot of whistleblowers that come forward and speak to credible reporters and try to get information out. They want to destroy the swamp, even though the swamp, they used to operate from within the swamp, but they see that the swamp is actually destroying the country and hates America. So you have those patriots out there who want to go and blow the whistle. You know, and
well, take that New York Times writer or that New York Times editor. She said they don't want America to exist. This is an anti-American cult. Exactly, lady. What do you think you're part of? You're part of a Chi-Com globalist op to destroy the country. And finally, a lot of liberals and leftists are going, whoa, what did I sign on to? This is stupid. Yeah, you're going to lose everything you got, dumbasses.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. You've got a lot of Obama holdover problems still within the Trump administration. And the problem is they were left in office there after Obama left. He did an executive order to make it so they would all have to stay behind. So he pulled a little trick right before he left office. And that coincided with his whole spying on the Trump campaign maneuver that he did as well. So Trump has been, you know, messed up from the get-go, right out of the gate. And I really hope to see him get reelected and then see what he does with this next term, because it's going to be easier for him once he's able to vet more and more of these swamp creatures out from within his own administration.
Well said, Millie. Where do people find your great work?
You can go to millenniummillie.com and, of course, find me on band.video.
All right. Yep. Your whole great section, your very popular videos. And remember, the information gets out. People share those links at band.video. Millie Weber, thank you so much. We'll be right back with the big COVID-19 news.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gas once again filling downtown Portland streets overnight as federal officers take on protesters. President Trump again praising this federal response here in Portland. Lisa Balick, live downtown, with more on all this. Lisa?
Yeah, you remember Occupy Portland, where tents were set up for months here in the city parks? Well, we're starting to see that happen again. At the same time, federal officers are dealing with protesters in the streets. Tear gas filling up the street out front of the federal courthouse early this morning, as Homeland Security officers tried to disperse protesters. Some Coin 6 News employees headed in for the morning news at our nearby building saw the canisters deployed. The federal action came after demonstrators last night set up barricades in the streets by the courthouse. Police say the agitators threw glass bottles and pointed lasers. Portland officers backed off and did not use tear gas. But they're very concerned about the tents set up now in Lonsdale Square. They want city leaders to order the tents dismantled before it becomes another Occupy Portland situation.
So why let a problem grow as it's growing right now, as opposed to doing something about it in the early stages and being proactive instead of being reactive in 4 to 5 weeks? We know how it started before, and anybody who's been here has a historical perspective, and I see it happening again.
What are you doing?
Also overnight, multiple videos on social media showing federal officers driving an unmarked van downtown, getting out, going up to at least one protester, and getting them into the van, then taking off without identifying themselves. We reached out to the Department of Homeland Security, who we're told is the agency with officers here on the streets. We've not gotten comment back. After seeing the video today, Senator Wyden wants to know who's in charge of those officers, saying when Donald Trump sends federal law enforcement into Portland with no accountability, core questions about the physical safety and civil liberties of peaceful protesters are sure to follow. Meanwhile, President Trump today praised federal police actions here.
We're doing a great job in Portland. Portland was very rough, and they called us in, and we did a good job.
All right, we are back. Now, why did I start this hour with that? I've watched probably 30 minutes of footage of what's going on there just last night. You have Antifa sent in by the Democrats, sent in by George Soros, with battle plans and action plans that we received from inside their criminal operation 3 years ago, of how they direct this to try to get the general public to burn down federal buildings and other structures. There's footage we played a few days ago of them ripping open doors with crowbars, going into the federal building parking garage, and then having to be thrown out. Yeah, here's some footage right here. These are people breaking into federal buildings, breaking into the federal courthouse so they can try to loot it with a hammer. And then they get upset, and the headlines are, oh, secret police are disappearing people. No, you're breaking into a federal building. And they're asking, well, who are these men? Well, a lot of them are federal marshals, but most of them are U.S. military attached to the hostage rescue team. So it's the military, and that's why you're getting grabbed and why they're driving you off. And then you're getting interrogated because you work for a foreign power. You work with the Chi-Com globalists, literally trying to burn the country down, destroy the stock market, and bankrupt the economy. You're a bad person. You're a military operative. You're an enemy combatant. You're not an American citizen. You said no borders, no wall, no USA at all. You go around bullying people with hammers and guns and weapons, and you kill people, and you shoot people at four-way stops because they don't stop fast enough. You know, we're all becoming numb to this. I have at least four videos today of Antifa physically attacking people at checkpoints they set up at BLM. One of them was a paralyzed man in his car, and they attacked him. And beating up old people and stealing their bikes. This is what, and then they want to break in the federal building. Oh, that's a... I mean, now they're going to give over federal buildings to these people? And then you wonder why, when you're crowbarring in to burn down a federal building, why military comes out waiting for you. I guarantee you they had crosshairs on your fat ass as well. I mean, this is out of control. This is civil war. This is BS to overturn our elected constitutional protections and bring in red commie globalist terror. I'm sick of it. Those people, those Antifa slimes, are lucky their necks weren't broken after they've been hitting old people in the head with hammers and crap. Just believe me, the people that arrested you and took you in for questioning to get your paperwork of who you're working for would love to break your communist neck. You cowardly pieces of trash. All right, I'm going to stop ranting right there. All right, let's just keep saying I'm going to get to the COVID news, and I haven't gotten to it yet. Because it's such big news, and it's so over the top. Oh, look, federal law enforcement officers use gas and flashbangs to disperse the crowd, poor babies, after we set things on fire, beat up old people, hit people in the head with hammers, tried to burn down the federal building, broke into the building, and after we ran around attacking everyone, and you did, it's a joke. They're trying to get this response. This isn't the feds under Clinton trying to get money, burning down a church in Texas. I was totally against that because they could have arrested David Koresh, who was a cult leader and a weirdo, every day he worked in town. And the sheriff came out. They wanted that confrontation. And the ATF opened fire first. They were in the wrong. The feds aren't in the wrong here, folks. And most of the feds at the top are globalists, but they're not globalists low level. And there's literally a destabilization to intimidate every form of authority to bow to Soros and the New World Order so they're in control of our lives. Do you want that? And the answer is no. Let me hit the Twitter thing, and I'll hit the COVID news next segment. Have a special guest filmmaker joining us in the studio. This is what we need to see more of. What happened to Twitter is beautiful. I love Bill Gates and Bezos and all these anti-American slugs that got rich off our system and hate it, who are in bed with the globalists and the Chi-Coms. I love it. I love your private messages are ours. I love the fact that the media is so stupid that they took the cover story that it's about Bitcoin. And I love the fact that all the internal tools are out there now that obviously Trump has and knows is going on. And we need to see more of this. We need to see CNN hacked. We need to see the Democratic Party hacked again. We need to see everybody in bed with the Chi-Coms. You know, Barr came out with a shot across the bow in a speech 2 days ago. We played earlier in the first hour when he said, look, Apple won't give us the code keys to actual Al-Qaeda killers that that have been shot dead in the U.S., killing people at a naval base, naval air station, but you give China the codes. Well, it's on record 2 years ago. And I remember talking to the White House and literally talking to a bunch of other people in Sinclair TV about it, Eric Bowling and others. I said, hey, you're having dinner with the president tonight? I said, give him this Reuters article. He's like, I didn't know this. This is 6 months old. They have the code keys and access to all iPhones on the planet and all devices? And I said, yeah, they won't give the federal government that, and they shouldn't without a warrant. You know, but see, it's like red carpet for the Chi-Coms, red carpet, red carpet, red carpet, nothing. Listen, the federal government's a separation of powers. It's something we set up a long time ago to supposedly guard our freedoms. Of course, it's corrupted out of control. Everything gets that way over time. But we'll use it to defeat the Chi-Coms and the globalists. It's the weapon we have. We can reform it now and later and whenever. But if you think the federal government's your enemy compared to the Chi-Coms and Hollywood and big tech, you're an idiot. We need the federal government to clean out the globalists, clean out the Democrat operatives, clean out the hold behinds from Comey and Hillary and all them that still think they're going to win. That's why Comey and Clapper are always stay behind. We'll defeat Trump. Keep doing what you're doing. Those are a fifth column of idiot trash that as soon as the indictments against major players begin, they will all turn and run to the exits. And I know the globalists have blackmail on a lot of Republican leaders for petty stuff. The American people aren't going to care if they expose your mistress. They're not going to care about some stuff like that as long as you're fighting for the country. Stop letting them blackmail you. You're not having sex with little kids. You're not devil worshiping. You're not a Chinese spy. Stop being afraid. You better be afraid of what they're going to do if they continue down this road. Total war. Not just domestic, not just insurrection, not just civil war, but Chi-Com war. The Chi-Coms are watching. And they think we're weak, and they think we're stupid. We need to stop acting like it. I'll give you the big news when we come back on the COVID-19. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. he should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. So let's get into COVID-19 right now and the latest developments on that front. It is a total fraud. It's a total lie. We've gone over that 100 times, how they take people that die of other things and put it in the list of COVID, how most of the tests say you're positive, how one person's positive, they then say 15 around you are positive, and then 15 more. That's how they jack the numbers way up. And so Trump knows this, and we've said, sideline Fauci, then discredit him, and then call for his indictment because he and Bill Gates are heavily invested in all the major vaccines, and that's now coming out. And so Trump is doing that. And remember, 333 clinics, this is ongoing, in Florida had 100% positives with hundreds and hundreds of tests per day per facility. So here's some of the headlines. Fatal motorcycle crash listed as COVID-19 in Florida, says state official. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Virus pandemic drastic measures as death toll sets record, AP. And they look at counties that had no deaths before and have a few now that they're doing testing. And they go, oh, it's a spike in that area. That's how they manipulate the statistics, even though deaths are way down. Task force report says 18 states in coronavirus red zone should roll back reopening. Disappearance of COVID-19 data from CDC website spurs outcry. Well, the CDC's run by Fauci has been proven to be a total lie and a total fraud and is designed to keep us closed. Good. Trump runs the federal government. Cut them off. Cut it out. Shut it down. Find out what the real numbers are and release that. Trump is preparing to bring out Fauci's total fraud. It's beautiful. U.S. shatters coronavirus record with 77,000 cases in one day because the testing facilities are everywhere and everyone now in many cases is positive. And it goes on from there. Mark Zuckerberg tells Fauci Trump is to blame for U.S. being significantly worse than other countries. Oh, really? The deaths are way down and the numbers are way up because it's a fraud. But, oh, look at Fauci and Zuckerberg. They're up there telling us how the world works. Remember, Zuckerberg works for Bill Gates and is his protege and makes his money tax-free. He's not a person giving his money away. He's making it tax-free. He's not a philanthropist. He doesn't pay taxes. He's a globalist. He's in that elite club. 64% distrust Trump on coronavirus pandemic. Approval declines as cases grow. Just like they told you, New York Times, Hillary had a 97% chance of winning, and Trump was 40 points behind. Now they say he's 15 points behind. But this works if you believe the lie and go, well, I'm not for Trump now. Everybody turned against him. That's how these manipulative polls work. It's how they operate. Can California contain coronavirus surge? Next 2 weeks will be critical. Oh, it's always 2 more weeks, LA Times. 2 more weeks. Flatten the curve. 2 more weeks to keep the hospitals open. 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks. There's a few cases of people dying. Oh, a one-year-old died. Turns out it's a fraud. Oh, this doctor has it. Turns out it's a fraud. Oh, a 30-year-old man died, but turns out it's a fraud. Lying, lying. Hospitals that are empty. Claiming they're full. Remember all that? California turns against each other amid second coronavirus lockdown. Oh, there's evil dissenters that are refusing to wear their mask. My wife had somebody yesterday coming out of a grocery store yell at her and my three-year-old daughter saying, put your effing mask on. Because they're the virtue signalers. Trump's outrageous refusal to lead is making the pandemic worse. They mean lead by doing what Fauci and the UN and the globalists say. Trump is leading, coming out and exposing that's an overblown hoax and cutting off the people that are putting out the disinfo. Look at Fauci, his little clown mask, his little monkey mask. After attacks from Trump aides, Fauci says, let's stop this nonsense and focus on the virus. Oh, the nonsense of you lying? And saying this is as bad as the Spanish flu that killed 50 million people in 1918? Or has it killed a million worldwide, you lying sack of garbage? Anthony Fauci has been wrong about everything I have interacted with him about, says Peter Navarro, White House advisor on the economy. But the USA Today had to put a huge four-paragraph disclaimer up front saying he's wrong, it's disinfo. And then you read what they're saying, none of it's true. They're the liars. Pathetic. Mark Meadows calls Fauci's 1918 flu comparison irresponsible. President Donald Trump's chief of staff criticized Anthony Fauci for comparing the current coronavirus outbreak to the 1918 pandemic after reprimanding another top White House advisor for publicly attacking Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. He suggested that the virus was worse than or as bad as the 1918 flu pandemic, Mark Meadows said during a Fox News interview. I can tell you that that is totally false. It's irresponsible to suggest so. Yes, he's a liar. It's all a lie. If it hasn't killed 600,000 with fake numbers added, and the Spanish flu killed 50 million, that is a 100 times exaggeration. Fauci exaggerated the death toll from this 100 times. Domestically exaggerated it 20 plus times. He said 2.5 than 2.2. I mean, broken clocks are more accurate than this guy is. New York food pantries face an unprecedented and extreme uptick in need as the food runs out, and then they blame Trump for that when they're the ones running the shutdown. The virus didn't cause it. The panic caused it. Oh, but you can't see your parents in the nursing home while we kill them. Those are all still locked down. COVID-19 infections on the rise in kids and teens with school approaching. Oh, yes, we can't open it, even though it's all made up, even though it doesn't kill kids. And in Alabama, COVID-19 positive person gets hit by a bus and dies. Cause of death, COVID-19. Oh, but virus prompts drastic measures as death toll sets records. But it's not. It's way down. But they just said it's a record. Meanwhile, herd immunity levels in the UK high enough to dodge second wave of COVID-19, claims study. Beyond masks, the portable head pod could be your future. Yes, you're so neurotic, you buy into how deadly these imaginary things are. You don't know that if you're in a pod, you actually lower your immune system. You buy into all this crap. Well, now you can be the pod people to go out. And that's how ridiculous all of this is. Meanwhile, is social distancing effective? Navy considers employee tracking wearables, bracelets to find out, sponsored by Bill Gates from nextgov.com. But of course, Bill Gates isn't involved in any of this, even though he oversees it all. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, these are Fauci burkas, 110%. The housing crisis of 2020, millions of Americans missed their first rent payments, and tens of millions could be evicted. California churches have been shut down indefinitely, and the NFL season may be in jeopardy. That is just some of what we're going to be covering here today, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please don't forget, we have the Christmas in July sale going right now. We have the Christmas in July sale going right now. 4-1 free shipping is extended. Double Patriot points. Things like Brainforce Plus are back in stock. 50% off. And we have the new, what I think should be the campaign shirt 2020, an American Eagle with a Betsy Ross flag it's perched on top of. The left calls it a Nazi flag, a Nazi symbol, so we're throwing it back in their face because they're the Nazis. We'll be right back. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Studio, she had one of the top films, the South by Southwest, on incels, and it got censored. She's going to re-release it. We'll talk to her in just a moment. But first, this report is so important, the truth behind the mask. You're being inducted into a globalist cult of submission.
First, we were told that wearing masks would do more harm than good.
which is what the science still supports. But now, even as the COVID-19 pandemic is turning out to be less harmful than the seasonal flu, we are being told to wear the mask. Austin, Texas has threatened a $2,000 fine for those not wearing the mask, and have even suggested that we wear the mask while at home.
We still need people to wear the mask in public. We still need people to keep social distance and isolation. Ryan, the one thing I want to try to get across today is we need to do that when we're in our homes also.
Science tells us that these masks are doing nothing but hurting our natural immune system. So why is it so important that we wear the mask? If one were to look at what is happening as if it were a massive initiation ritual, then things may begin to make more sense. The initiation ritual can be found throughout all of human history. We find it in ancient tribes and religions, all the way up to modern gangs, fraternities, and in the military. Psychological studies have taught us how initiation rituals work, primarily how they increase a person's desire to conform to the group they are being initiated into. The ritual is almost always the same. First, the initiate is isolated. Their familiar everyday routines are disrupted, and their normal rules of living are altered. The initiates are made to look the same. Their heads may be shaved, they may be given matching outfits, or they may be instructed to wear a mask. These techniques symbolically strip the initiate of their unique identity, so they can cease seeing themselves as an individual and begin seeing themselves as part of the group. The wearer of the mask loses his previous identity and assumes a new one. The initiate is then subjected to just enough trauma to put them in a mild state of cognitive dissonance. This dissonance puts the initiate into a state of confusion and anxiety. They are now ready to be transformed into a member of the initiating group. In their isolation, thoughts they have ignored or buried for years suddenly become unavoidable. Emotions are triggered, and a new window of thought is opened within the initiate's mind. And in this state, the new normal is introduced. This worldwide initiation ritual is creating a massive separation in humanity. The obedient and the defiant are being drawn apart like a chemistry purification experiment. And it would seem that the obedient ones are being initiated into something. The new normal. The new age. The new world order. A world where science no longer matters. A world where blind obedience is all that is respected. And if this is a worldwide initiation ritual, then we can certainly expect the obedient initiated to be turned against the rest of us. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Put out a film that when they canceled official Help Us, but had the virtual one, was the number one, and now that kind of messed up their release of us. They're about to re-release it, and she's here with us. It deals with incels, which is a really important subject. I guess that's involuntarily celibate individuals, and you see that on 4chan, you see it on 8chan. There's some good work that goes on there, but there's also just a lot of hating women, and that's just one half of the human society, and so you do that, the globalists have split us again. Men need to go in and save women from the New World Order. Women need to save men from the New World Order. We need to come together. That's the power. That's what scares the system. But let's talk about your film. I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait till it's re-released. Alex Lee Moyer, thanks for coming in with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's a great honor.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. So tell us about the film and just your boil down.
Well, it's basically a film about disaffected generation of young men who spend their time mostly online. A lot of them are autodidactic, having not finished school and coming from sometimes challenging home situations. So it's really sort of a sociocultural kind of examination of a topic that sort of gets treated like kind of bluntly by the liberal media as just taking a group of people and calling them dangerous rather than dealing with the actual underpinnings of the phenomenon.
And I know Chris Rock tweeted about your film and he had a chance to see an early version, that this is black males broken away from their father and family, get into gangs, get into jail. White males predominantly just become crazy perverts that hate women. And it's the same thing with a broken family.
Yes, and I just slight correction. It was actually Chris Rock had a message relayed to me through a friend, and what he had, rather than tweeting it. But what he had said was, this movie shows this generation of white men is dealing with what generations of black men have dealt with, maybe for the first time in sort of like the 20th century on the same scale.
Sure, absolutely. So, how big is this incel movement?
I wouldn't call it a movement, and I would.
Well, I mean, but they kind of have come together into what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's people who definitely take it seriously as a movement. The people, the subjects in my film who are profiled, I don't think that they would self-identify as incels. I look at incels as being mainly as a media pejorative that was later on taken on by certain individuals as more serious, and some ironically. In this case, I think these people, this movie has been labeled the incel movie, but when I set out to make this movie, I thought I was making a movie about what I saw as maybe a mental health crisis among...
Sure, and you're right, I shouldn't call it a movement. I mean, what is this? It's a class, a rise of a class of people. So who is the average incel?
Well, the average incel, I mean, but let's, just for the sake of conversation, instead of incels, maybe we'll say NEETs, no education, employment, or training. So that's the acronym.
No future, they think.
Right. And so it's usually guys between...
And they see women as vapid and empty on average, just like men are, and they see that soullessness and they feel abandoned.
Sometimes, and sometimes they just harness that humor because that's the desensitized form of ironic humor that's been popularized on 4chan, and while they may not necessarily be dangerous to women, that form of humor has become sort of popularized and accepted and sort of weaponized. But it's usually guys who drop out of high school who come from challenging home situations, usually with absentee parents, either because their parents are online or their parents are, you know, drunk or their parents are, you know, whatever. Their father's left their home or he's deployed in the military in some cases. And they're people who just sort of self-raise themselves on 4chan. And they've developed a sense of community.
And not blaming 4chan, but this particular group. This is pretty much all the mass shooters now.
A lot of the mass shooters, yeah, sure. A lot of the mass shooters come from places like 4chan and 8chan.
And again, they're pissed off that girls don't like them. And so they think they're going to exact some revenge. It's just total loser behavior. Somebody should get them a hooker. I mean, you know, you get the pump primed. I mean, it's a very feminist thing for me to say. But no, I mean, seriously, I just feel sorry for these guys. Because they've never gotten even training wheels. They've never gone out in the world. They've never had success. And they're just mad at the world when instead they should embrace the world and be ready for rejection and not be destroyed.
But some of them actually get girlfriends by the end of the movie, though. Some actually.
And then they end up killing them, though.
No.
Well, I mean, some of the incels get a girlfriend, they reject her, and then they go kill them.
The guys in my movie are sweeties.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not trying to demonize incels in general. I'm just saying there is that percentage of them that do go out and do the shooting.
Yeah, there's some weirdos out there. There's a lot of weirdos, especially on 4chan and 8chan. I mean, they get on there when they're 12 years old, and they're people are killing themselves on live streams. People are...
Well, you're the expert on it, so instead of me babbling about incels with Alex Lee Moyer, tell us in your film what you discovered, how they're these big sweeties. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Lee Moyer, tell us about your film. When is it coming back out? The film TFW, No GF. Tell people what that stands for, who don't understand the communications and nomenclature of it, 4chan.
Okay. It's a slang term. It's an internet meme slang term. It means that feel when no girlfriend. So that feeling when no girlfriend. And it's typically personified by this cartoon, this meme character, Wojak, the bald guy, the line drawing. And he's basically the representation of that feeling. So you see him a lot in the film. There's animation of him. And the idea being that he represents the collective experiences of all of these people.
And so you're saying you found them to be nice people. I was demonizing, just in general, that 0.1% of the incels that goes out of their girlfriend, breaks up with them, and shoots them. And I'm just pointing out, hey, it's guys in black trench coats. You know, it's guys that are into the occult. Yeah. It's guys that are trying to be bad boys. I mean, it's this group doing it. It's not gun owners.
Right. Well, there are a lot of guys like that. But even more than that, I think that there's a lot of those shooters, they come from a culture of sort of that embraces violence and depression. And I'm saying if you can catch those people on the precipice of their lives between when they're like 18 and 20 before they sort of self-radicalize, then you can sort of head a lot of these sort of problems off at the pass.
So you're saying studying these folks is a way to help them.
Yeah, opening like a conversation about like what's really going on and like what really creates the circumstances for things like that to happen. Because it's not just about women. It's about them not having any connections with the greater world outside of the communities that they have online.
And so they see the outside world as a bad thing.
Yeah.
Well, look at this COVID-19. Lock us up in our houses, hate the outside world, yeah. Don't trust each other. Seems like Bill Gates is kind of an incel.
Probably, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, now look how much anger everybody's gotten since they've been locked inside during this time and how tense everybody feels and how disconnected they feel. So it's sort of like an interesting but kind of timely. It's a kind of a strange moment for the movie to reemerge.
So what are the 5, 6, 7 traits of an incel?
Well, okay, so if I'm using the word incel sparingly here, I would just say, you know, guys between 17 and 25 usually are somewhere on the scale of poverty or lack of resources. They don't have like a stable family unit. They definitely don't have a job, and they usually have some sort of learning disability or
autism,
possibly autism, or some sorts of special needs, or they're over medicated. But that's the thing with the shooters. That I was hearing the other day. I think they were talking about Rogan. Like, a lot of the shooters are on medication.
So they've almost all are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And the inserts for those, say they put you in a psychotic state, can have you sit there and, you know, engage in mass murder. And so I'm not against shoot 'em up games, but you add that someone on a dissociative drug that puts you in a trance, they're already depressed, they're on these drugs. That's why they're all shoot 'em up video games, on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and been rejected by society. I mean, we know who these people are.
Yeah. I mean, sure. And there's definitely ways that, you know, if we were treating the symptom of the problem, but we're not really treating the problem of itself, which is that we don't have models for young men. We don't have pathways for them to go forward in life in the same way someone your generation might have had, right? There's no, like, infrastructure for young men in middle America, and it sort of leaves them adrift. And when they become adrift, they sort of, the only place that they find community is with each other. And it's the same with people that join gangs or people that join ISIS. You know, you got young men between 18 and 25, and the only way to sort of, like, cut down that pipeline, you have to create a pipeline of normalcy to prevent them from being radicalized. And so that's what I was trying to do with the movie.
And why would the left at first oppose your film?
Because they think I'm giving a platform to bad, evil, young white men. And
oh, I get it, because they're mainly white, they're the bad guys. And so dehumanize them further, which will radicalize them further.
Yeah. I mean, and in the movie, they're not really saying anything crazy. Like, they're basically just come off as sort of awkward, sort of.
How did you find the people that would fit in the pattern of an incel?
I was on Twitter, and I was already just sort of interested in sort of these like fringe communities from other films that I've worked on. And I stumbled into what I identified. I was like, why are all these guys so depressed? Like, you know, racism, misogyny aside, like these people are just bummed. So I just started talking to people, and I made friends on there, and I had to earn their trust, and I just started shooting with them. And at the beginning of the film, I would just show up with a camera myself and shoot them. And then later on, I got a little traction, especially when all those incel crime things started happening. People would give me small donations, and so I was able to get a camera person. And then finally, it just 3 years later, I got into South by Southwest, which was a huge deal.
So you've been working on this a long time.
Yeah, from 2017 until, I guess, we just finished the movie a couple months ago.
Yeah, how do you ever finish it, too? Because it's like we're trying to make a film about Bill Gates. There's just always new stuff, so there's always a new incel thing, too.
Well, life keeps going and going. So documentaries, you could just go forever. But we knew that we wanted to get this out now while it's still relevant, especially because on the Internet, like a meme or like something on the Internet can become stale almost immediately. So like it moves so
fast. What's happening is you've got little boys being raised by computers.
Right.
And then you enter into that, the most popular things, the shoot 'em up games, and that becomes their reality. And then they're mad they're being rejected by the outside world. So the thing that they see they're rejected by, they go out and they kill. It's very simple psychology.
Yeah. Yeah. But I instead, there were guys I could have gotten to be in the movie that would fit more of that stereotype of like a shooter who, or
okay, you're person. Looking at the general incels, not the really dangerous ones.
Yeah, because it's more people than you think. It's like your little cousin that just looks at his iPad.
No, they're autistically, even not being genetically autistic or chemically autistic, they've been programmed to be, their world is a computer.
They're desensitized.
They're desensitized, so they can't operate in the real world.
And they're lacking the connections of the good family systems and, you know.
And then Bill Gates sees the world like that. He's mad at it. He wants to depopulate as well. He's just the ultimate violent incel that wants to give us all cancer virus injections.
He's the real incel.
No, that's it. Bill Gates is king of the incels.
And that's why he wants to get back at us.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder why he's like that.
I don't know. What was his family situation again? His dad was like a eugenicist or something?
Oh, yeah, top guy. Headed up Planned Parenthood, the Federal Reserve Board. The total New World Order. Some really nice people.
So, you know, he wasn't around all that much. He was probably down at the office a lot.
Oh, he was plugged into a computer like at age 9. He never stopped.
Right.
And so he wants to be this cool guy and all these things now because that's not who he is.
Well, where does Melinda play in all this?
I think she's a beard. And not for him being gay. I mean, just for the fact that he's a robot. And so all the PR is, oh, he's human. Oh, he's a good guy. But he's actually a very deadly, dangerous person from our research. Bill Gates is the prototype violent incel.
Did you see the new Bill Gates movie that just came out?
No.
Well, it's funny because there was this huge production company that Lorene Powell Jobs started. She's Steve Jobs' widow.
Yes.
And they originally found out about my movie and they had me in for a meeting and they were going to produce my movie. It was going to be a really big deal. But then they were like, we don't know where you're going with this, but we're going to pass. And I saw that. Not instead, but on their roster, they made this Bill Gates movie that was on Netflix. I watched like the first like.
Oh, it talks about him and his mommy and
yeah,
how he's a good boy. He's like a little kid. Like I'm a good boy. I kill you. Like he's like a those things in Doctor Who that go around going exterminate the Daleks.
It was awkward. I mean, I don't want to talk trash on them, but.
Well, he does want to be your doctor and put things in your body. I mean, he says it's going to hurt 700,000 people, but he's going to give you a shot. You don't want Bill Gates to put things in your body? See, he could be a real boy. If Bill Gates could just make something that he puts in our bodies, he'll they have a name for that.
Well, you know what?
It's called rape. Do you want to be raped by Bill Gates?
Well, you know, I was watching the other day that John Ronson doc that you did.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Secret Rulers of the World?
Yeah, and you were doing the part where your cameraman were saying what you were going to say walking into Bohemian Grove and practicing your preppy talk, and you start talking about nanotechnology. And I was like, you know what? He was talking on the damn show about nanotechnology yesterday. So you've been talking about nanotechnology this entire time.
Well, sure. I mean, that is what the elites are obsessed with.
But who else was thinking about that 20 years ago?
Well, those guys were.
They were, but
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was genius.
Well, no. It was fun, though. It was fun, though. Definitely fun.
Everybody should go and watch that, by the way.
Well, I can't wait to see your film. So as soon as it comes out, let us know. And I'd like to have you on the show to promote it being released, okay?
Okay. It's coming out in the fall.
All right. Well, Alex Lee Moyer, we'll talk to you again. And I guess we put up a site on screen where people can see a trailer, but we didn't put a URL up. So maybe in post we'll add a URL. Is there a URL for people?
Yeah, it's www.tfwnogfthemovie.com.
All right, thank you so much. Good having you in. Can't wait to see it because I want to help these incels. Boys, grow up.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.